Ryan McFarland, tell me a bit about the shelter we're standing in.
Well, it's an entirely new shelter built with RAC funds. Used largely local supplies to build. The logs were purchased from in town, and the stone was purchased from in town. And it's taken about a year to get done, but we've got a essentially reconstructed shelter. It should last another good 50, 60 years. We hired Dave Nauman, who works for the Forest Service here seasonally, last winter to work on the project, and he worked through some nasty weather to try to get the logs up and the walls built, and to get the old shelter torn down. And then in the early spring, he and I worked on the construction of the roof trusses, which we rented some warehouse space in town that had lift and heat and a roof over it, so it could work well into the dark and on weekends, and we were able to plug away and get these built with a template that we constructed to help make sure that they were each the same size.
That's not easy, I would think, considering, you know, obviously logs are all different sizes, and you've got pretty close here, I mean, in terms of the size of the logs, but the trusses themselves look like they match up pretty well.
The different diameters of the logs, the knots and the sways and sweep in a log, those all definitely contributed to a fairly unique experience, something that I certainly had never helped out in. But in the end, things came pretty close. You can see we used some treated 4x4s for the purlins connecting the rafters. And those were kind of forgiving also. And then sheeted that with some plywood and then metal. So there is a little bit of variety on the roof here and there. But we try to keep it consistent with what the shelter was that was here. So the trusses do mimic the style that was used previously.
And the masonry work here, we have this really nice-looking stone chimney, big, huge chimney and hearth.
Yeah, Wayne Martin started from the bare concrete. He rebuilt the concrete slab that it's on and then faced it with local rock. And certainly come out and take a look at it because it turned out fantastic.
And through the magic of radio, we'll just fade down the sound from this area and just fade my voice up here in this new place standing here with Dieter Close. We're going to be heading over to the Troll Bridge, as folks call it. Tell me a little bit about this bridge we're looking at. Maybe just describe it for people. It's pretty neat.
Part of the main, one of my main focuses was not to manipulate the creek bed, really not to change the creek bed, keep it real natural, because that's the beauty of the place. So just using this one boulder that was existing in the middle of the creek really helped with the span. That's sitting right underneath the troll booth, yeah, a big boulder. And we did add some concrete to that for strength, but otherwise we stayed away from the creek bed itself, which was quite a success. And in the whole design, what I came up with to kind of go with the trail was, I thought, wow, a glorified log crossing. I always enjoy that when you're in the backcountry and you want to get across a creek and there's a log and it's a little bit, you know, maybe a little bit spooky and the log bounces a bit. And I thought, well, this would be good, just a glorified log crossing. I wanted it to bounce to give people a feeling of a little bit of adventure crossing. The cantilevers were just basically to make it, to give it a bounce, a spring, to make it feel like you're crossing a log, natural log field. Kind of when I came up with this glorified log crossing idea or that concept, I realized it wouldn't necessarily accommodate handicapped people, say. It's more for people that can walk this rustic trail. And if you can cross the bridge, that doesn't mean you can walk the trail necessarily. But then the troll booth or the gazebo, was kind of an afterthought in the design to make it a place kind of for everybody, to where it's not just a bridge, it's a place to come and be, and you don't have to cross it. You can just sit here and enjoy the beauty and sound of the creek. There was an enormous amount of volunteer help on this bridge. Besides everything that Bynum Jackson, the Eagle Scout, organized, all those people for a long weekend, there were several other people who donated time and materials and thoughts and so forth. And big thanks to them, too.
It's a really peaceful place to sit.
It's very peaceful, and it's kind of a community project. A lot of the community got involved, and I think a lot of people are going to feel like they had a hand in the reward that we're getting now.